We say good morning now to Dr. Nancy Nielsen. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, Doctor, it's because of schedules. We haven't spoken now in a couple of weeks. And since that time, there have been a lot of loosening of restrictions related to COVID-19. So I'll just start off with a basic question. Is the COVID-19 pandemic behind us?
Well, it's not behind us, but it's really shifting into the endemic form. We're going to have this disease for a while. But isn't it wonderful to walk around and see people who've been vaccinated, not wearing masks, being able to go to a restaurant, to meet with friends? I mean, it has been delightful. But we're not out of the woods yet.
And that most certainly brings us to some of the facts. I mean, that is, I think, what's so great about being able to tab into your knowledge and understanding of public health. There are definitely issues that you're seeing, not just here in the United States or locally, but around the globe, that really are keeping you concerned about moving forward here.
Well, there are. The variant that was first found in India, and it's now been named Delta. And the reason for that is if you all remember, all of the variants had these long, complicated numbers. So they're now doing the alpha, beta, you know, and this one is Delta. So this is the Indian variant. And it is really exploding in the United Kingdom. And it's spreading primarily among younger people. It's highly transmissible. It's already here in the U.S., and it's already responsible for 6% of the cases in the U.S. So we know that the current vaccines are effective. So the key is to get vaccinated.
And how about vaccination rates? What are you seeing? And we hear that in some places, we had a report on NPR on Wednesday about the very, very slow rates in Idaho, where vaccination rates are very low to start. What are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing similar things. Erie County, Niagara County doing very well. Chautauqua County doing well. Cattaraugus and Allegheny County, not as much, but making steady progress. So what we're seeing across the country and what we're going to see here locally is there going to be areas where there are pockets of either vaccine resistance or hesitance. And those are the people that are going to be vulnerable, frankly. They're the ones that face real health problems if they get infected. But they also pose a risk to people who are immunocompromised, even if those people have been vaccinated. So it's becoming an issue. I think we're going to have pockets, not just in states, but even in our own region. And that's unfortunate. And we keep working at it to try to make sure people understand what the issues are.
We can say, though, at least here in Erie County, for sure, that cases are on the decline.
They actually are. It's good. In Erie County last week, there was a 43% decrease in the number of cases. We only had 178 new cases. But also last week, there were 14 people who died. So we should not forget that we are over 1,900 people in this county who've lost their life to this disease, and 600,000 nationwide. So this is a bad disease. What we're seeing in our area and nationally as well is that younger people and teens are the ones that are getting infected. In Erie County, the highest number of cases were those in the 10 to 19-year-old age range. There was a CDC report last week about kids. The cases in kids were down in January and February, but in March and April, hospitalizations increased. Now, nobody died, but the numbers increased, and one-third of those who were hospitalized had to be in the ICU, and 5% needed to be on a ventilator. So people who say this is just similar to what we see with flu, no. This is 2 to 3 times the rate of serious disease and hospitalization that we see with flu. This disease is more dangerous to kids than flu. So what we're seeing is you're going to see cases in those who aren't vaccinated.
What has struck me in recent weeks since we last talked, I heard a comment from a public official, I believe it was, who pointed out how the rates of infection are as low as they have been since last June. Now, if we go back to last June, certainly that may have been the case. But in the months to follow, those cases went skyrocketing, of course. Now, vaccinations are considerably higher right now, but I'm just wondering, as you look at things and knowing where we are with some of these vaccination efforts and how they're slowing in some areas, I mean, do you have concerns moving forward?
I have fewer concerns than last year, because last June, we didn't have any vaccines available, if you remember. So what we're going to see is the big impact of vaccination. And we're going to find out just how much progress has been made. We know about it in nursing home residents. We see very few cases in nursing home residents. And of course, that was the epicenter in the beginning. But we're going to find out, because Memorial Day weekend, so many people traveled and gleefully gathered with others. And so it'll be another 2 weeks before we know if the cases and hospitalizations are going to surge. My prediction is there may be a slight blip, but I think the biggest issue that has changed since last June is vaccination. We had no vaccines last summer.
And then finally, of course, I think a confusing debate evolved here in recent days about masks in school children. Clarify the situation for us, please.
Well, it was crossed signals and failure to communicate, to be very honest. On Friday, the New York State Health Commissioner released a guidance that said, you know, mask mandates are not needed in elementary schools. The next day, the state ed department said, hey, wait, not so fast. We're waiting for CDC to weigh in on this one. So now what has been clarified is that in elementary schools, kids should wear masks indoors and then take them off when they're outside, and obviously not use them when they're eating or drinking. CDC has confirmed there are fewer cases in elementary schools as compared to the older kids in schools. But there's only a couple of weeks left this school year, so my advice to parents is send your kids to school with the masks. Don't worry about the confusing noise. This is all going to be over in a couple of weeks, and things will be better in the fall.
Dr. Nancy Nielsen, appreciate the words and the insight, and as always, thanks for joining us on WBFO.
You bet. Nice to talk with you.